Hey, black folks, Miss Roslyn here, coming to you with another episode of my new podcast, Hey, Black Folks. Yeah, today's episode is Black People Uniting Immediately. Yes, Black Folks Uniting Immediately. We're going to talk about why Black people need to come together immediately. And then we're going to touch on some of the benefits that Black folks in America can enjoy with Black folks unification. I mean, coming together as one voice in America, as one nation, in these United States of America. So, I don't know. I just think right now in 2019, it's imperative that the division in our inner city communities with our race, those divisions need to come to an abrupt halt. We need to just stop, and we need to do some soul searching, and we need to love and uplift and inspire and encourage each other. You know, we black folks, we done been through a lot. And we need to unite immediately, especially black folks in America. We need to unite and we need to get back to the basics. You know, blacks uniting in America means that we'll have a very strong presence in all arenas across America. Political, entertainment, the stock markets, financial, and we can then really begin to see and enjoy social, economic, and financial change in America as black folks. I mean, we need to come together and unite. We have, like I say, about 50 million reasons to come together and unite, because us black folks in America, we're about 50 million strong, so we really are a very strong nation here in America. Hey, black folks, I'm talking to you. So gone are the days, you know, of us black folks waiting on other races or the government or anybody else besides ourselves to do what we are capable of doing for ourselves. The movements and sit-ins and everything that was going on when I was a little girl and before I was born. Those movements by Dr. King and other leaders, they were for a reason. And it was to change the economic and social welfare, as well as the financial welfare of blacks in the United States. And I can actually tell you that our social, economic, and financial welfare has been stagnated for black folks here in the United States, you know. So we need to unite and exercise our great power for the good of all blacks across America. Not just a few, not just certain groups, but for all blacks across America. And we can't exclude anyone. Anyone. We can't exclude anyone. We have to show everyone love, whether we want to or not. At this point in our lives of black folks in America, we don't have no choice but to love on one another, because nobody else is loving on black folks in America. They never have. You know, really, we need to come together. We have a lot of work to do here in America, black folks. Yes. Hey, black folks, I'm talking to you. We have a lot of work to do here in America. You know, my black people here in America and all over the world, give a shout out to my black folks all over the world, but my black people all over the world and here in America, our black folks are beautiful, they're loving, they're kind, and they're unique. But I must say, it is the black folks here in America who are truly special. You know, and we've been through so much here in America. The black people here over in America, we are the ones who've been duped. Really, we really have. And so we so special. You just gotta love us black people over here in America. And so that's why we really, really need to come together, because us black folks over here in America, I feel that we are the strongest people on the planet. That's just my opinion, and it's a strong opinion. And without doubt, everything we went through, you know, without doubt, we possess the power to create systematic and institutional changes that will be of great benefit to all blacks, especially those in the inner city communities. Those blacks need lifting up. We need our own black doctors, black banks, everything. But we'll get to that, you know. And our coming unification, and listen to me when I say, and our coming unification of black folks here in America. And yes, it is on its way. It is happening right now. And, you know, it's going to be real. It's going to be transparent. And it's going to be a one unified voice. And that's going to be a voice for change. For change for all blacks in America. And it's happening. And, you know, it needs to happen. It needs to happen even quicker, in my opinion. But everything has to take its rightful process. And I understand that. So, yeah, let me get some of this black tea, because I'm getting a little dry. That's good. And we can no longer, and I know it's a lot of black people that has to feel the same way that I feel, that you no longer want to live under the conditions that black folks have had to live under in the United States for quite a while now. So we don't want to live under them conditions anymore. You know, segregation, our black social and economic and financial development, I tell you, it's just been stagnated in a manner that only by uniting will we see any success or any relief for blacks in America. Hey, black folks, I'm talking to you. So we really need to come together immediately. Like I say, since the assassination of Martin, black people in America, we haven't had another true leader. You know, and they killed a lot when they killed Martin. And it saddens me, because that's when the powers that be had a chance to come in and implement a lot of programs that were devastating for the black family and the black community and black folks in America in general as a whole. You know, it was, you know, we were making major changes. And once they killed Martin, a couple years after things, you know, but after that, it really went downhill. And they've been exploiting black people since the beginning of time. And so it's time for us to come together and to stand as one unified voice in America. We desperately need to unite immediately for the good of our nation. And I'm talking about the black nation in the United States. I'm talking about black folks in the United States. Hey, black folks, I'm talking to you. Yes, we black folks in America really are a nation. And we have to see ourselves as a nation strong. You know, a powerful black nation with all of us as one unified voice, 50 million strong. What? We are those people. You know, we are most certainly a nation inside the United States. And we need to come together as that nation, as one black nation, black folk, and call ourselves what we want to call ourselves. You know, it's going to be a little infighting, but in any case, we need to come together, you know, and 50 million, 40 million, but 50 million, I tell you, it is at least 50 million of us black folks in America coming together as one unified voice, as one unified nation, will be more than a force to be reckoned with. And we can implement major changes and implement those changes right away. We don't have to beg nobody. They'll be coming to us. We have like outstanding buying power, our dollar, but that's another show. And we're definitely gonna get to that show, you know. So I'm gonna take a little break and go and refresh my black tea so I can come back and give y'all some of this black folks tea. And remember that Thursday is Black Folks Friday, and I'll be shouting out black businesses. And remember, our missing black children in America, they need to be found, and they need to be found right away. Head over to the GoFundMe page and findourchildren.org on GoFundMe. Donate so we can set up some safe spaces, 800 numbers, and whatever else is that we need, especially precautions. Talk to your kids. Give them emergency contact number, 3 outside of your number. Talk to them about netiquette and about internet predators daily. All right, black folks, don't you dare go nowhere. Hey, black folks, Miss Roslyn here. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about black folks in America uniting immediately. Yes, us 50 million black folks in America uniting and being about our business of bringing social, economic, and financial change to all black folks in America, especially those in the inner city. And part of that coming together is buying black and banking black. There are black banks in America, and we need to bank black. Hey, black folks, yes, we need to put our money in black financial institutions. There are some. You need a list of black businesses in your state, and you need a list of black financial institutions in your state also, because change is going to come in patronizing our black businesses. That's very, very important to support one another in our business, home business. If you have brick and mortar, if it's online, we need to support our black business. A lot of reasons, 50 million reasons to be exact, but it'll be benefits for blacks across the board, all blacks in America. So we really we need to buy back black, and we need to bank black. Black folks, are you listening to me? I'm talking to you, black folks. We need to buy black, and we need to put our money in black financial institutions. You know, I remember when I was little and I was growing up, there was black businesses everywhere. And you know, I actually didn't think that white people owned nothing but some furniture stores downtown. That's where mama went to pay the bills. And you know, they maybe if people got a new car, they went to the white people and bought it. But most all our goods and services we bought from other black people. All of our corner stores and our grocery stores, they were owned by blacks, you know. And I was doing some research, and did you know at one time there were over 6,000 black grocers in the United States, and now there are only a total of 3. And to me, that's crazy. With the buying power that the black people exercise in the United States? Black folks, come on. With the buying power that black folks exercise in the United States, we have so much power and we just don't exercise it in the right ways, but we are powerful people and we are a powerful nation inside these United States. And that's why I say that the black social, economic, and financial gains have been stagnated for black people and black folks in America. It really has. So black people in America uniting, we will give ourselves the ability to own our own educational systems, and we'll be able to give our black students a global education. We'll be able to teach them the truth about their rich, diverse, and painful history right here in America. Black folks, I'm talking to you. It is a lot of reasons why we need to come together and unite. We need to be able to have control over our own financial and social and economic conditions and how to change those conditions for the better for all blacks and give blacks everywhere a chance at playing on a level playing field with other races of people and nations right here in the United States. Our educational system being global, we can give our children a level playing field. You know, our kids need to be learning languages. They need to be mandatory that they learn African American history and African history as well. You know, they need to know history of the world as well. You know, so it's a lot of reasons that us black folks, we need to come together. We have so much work to do. We will also be able to have thousands of black businesses with, like I say, our banks and financial institutions. You know, and that'll help, you know, them be able to create and invest in other black businesses and invest in the black inner city communities and invest in our people. That's what it is all about. Investing in our people, you know, and we need people in our political arenas that's really representing us in the inner city communities, representing black people across the board, you know. The time is now. We need to come together. Now, the entertainment industry, we need to have our own say and our own strong voice in the entertainment industry without fear of being assassinated and set up or sent to prison for trying to make a major purchase that a lot of people in the United States view that black people just, you know, they shouldn't be allowed to own this or have that, or we get too big, you know, we want too much. But other nations and races right here in the United States, the sky's the limit. It really isn't for us, you know. And I say, black folks, we 50 million strong, so we got 50 million reasons right now why we need to unite. And we need to not only unite, we need to lift each other up. Our people are in pain. A lot of our people, our black folks, are suffering with mental health issues, abandonment issues, all kind of issues. So we need to lift those people up. Hey, black folks, I'm talking to you. We need to lift our people up. We need to love on our people on a daily basis. We need to get up and make a conscious effort to help a black person, the next black people. Help somebody in need. Give people what they need instead of what you think they need. And don't judge. You see a crackhead out there, she hungry? Give her something to eat. And even if you give her a few dollars, don't have the attitude, I ain't gonna give her my money to go buy no crack, because it might be just that $5 you give her to change her life or change his life. We never know, but we do know that our people are in a constant state of pain and anguish and hurt and humiliation And we see it all day on the internet, and they fighting each other because, you know, they don't know what else to do. So, black people, we can do this. We can come together and we can unite as one. And it's going to work out for us. You know, and it's already happening. And we have to be a part of the change. And before I go to another break, I'm going to have to say that we're going to have to lift up the black man. We need to lift him back up to his state of grace from whence he fell. Because the black man needs to lead. He needs to be the protector of the black woman and the black child. And that, in the United States, listen to me, black folks, the black woman is the most unprotected person in the United States, and the black child is next. The black children are being taken at an alarming rate, and the black woman is being taken and murdered at an alarming rate. So we really need to uplift, inspire, love, and encourage the black man in any and every way that we can humanly possibly uplift, encourage, love, and inspire him, because he is our protector. Our system is broken without the man, woman, and the child. It's a broken system and it needs fixing. And it's happening, don't get me wrong, but us uniting can make it happen a little faster, and it could bring some relief to our black folks here in the United States that has suffered so much, and our families, and my grandmama and my great-grandmama, they have suffered so much. And yes, I am a descendant of a slave on both sides, you know, my daddy and my mom. So, you know, we need to come together, black folks, and just to know that I love you, and tune in tomorrow for my next broadcast, which I will be talking about the powerful and the mighty black dollar, and how we should be using that black dollar, and how we shouldn't be using that black dollar, and how that black dollar is being spent, but it's not being of no use to the black folks in America. So I just want to send out peace, love, inspiration to you today. Like I say, get up and make a conscious effort to help another black person. And don't forget to tell your kids about those internet predators. And don't forget to head over to the GoFundMe and findourchildren.org. And please donate. Please and thank you, so we can find our children, the black children that are missing in America at an alarming rate. And we'll talk tomorrow. I love you, my beautiful black folks.